Call to the booth. We got the Hall of Famer again, Andre Reed. We're going to look back at that receiver draft and see who won, see who owed them push-ups. And we got to talk AFC Championship game, man. Call to the booth. Paul, drop that beat. Call to the booth, championship week. Bills Mafia is with us again. We got the Hall of Famer, Andre Reed. And, hey, what you think?
Dude, AFC
Chip, man, I don't know. Hold on, first, how long? First AFC Chip since when? How long? Let the people know, Andre.
First AFC East Championship in 25 years.
Yes,
and
sir.
And I was about 28 at the time, back in 1994.
Sir.
So we're playing the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. We played them in 94 in the championship game. Joe Montana was a quarterback, and we had all kinds of – we had Hall of Famers all over the place. But
all over the place.
I just want you guys to know how – you guys know Bills Mafia is crazy. They have been part of that city forever. When you get somebody to buy your name, the owner bought the name – Bills Mafia bought the rights to it. You know it's pretty good. So
gotta be live.
It's live, man. I'm proud of them. I'm proud of the team. I'm proud of the city of what not only what the team has done this year, but how they've handled themselves. And you know, Buffalo is one of those cities where they just get continued punched down. You're not this, you're not that. Right now, Buffalo is the face of the AFC East now. You gotta beat Buffalo now. All the time to win that.
Yeah,
AFC.
You do.
And
you do.
You know, we could talk about the players they got and everything and what that organization has done to get those players. But they got the right players in the right places right now. Now they just got to go out and play. And they've done that this year. So that's why they're in the AFC Championship game.
One of the players that they do have, Andre, is Stephon Diggs. And that's a player that you referenced when we had you back earlier in the season when you and Akib did a wide receiver draft. And we'll get to that by the end of this segment because we did the tallying up of that wide receiver draft, and somebody's going to have to be a man of their word. We'll reveal the results at the end of the segment. But that being said, though, before we get into the actual matchups to watch, maybe we'll get into some prop bets around that AFC Championship game. Did you take us through the thought process of potentially going to the game last week? Because the Bills did allow some fans to go to the game. I think I saw some video of one of your former teammates there. I think I might have saw Thurman Thomas there.
Yeah, Thurman probably there, but they live, you know, Thurman and Jim live right around the block too. They're there. They live there. I'm way out here on the West Coast, man. So because of COVID, I would have had to be there 3 days earlier and do all that kind of stuff. And you know, they had to take a test and. A lot of New York State is shut down and because of COVID. So that would have been a long trip for me. And, you know, as much as I wanted to go, I think I would have went if they would have beat, if Kansas City would have lost to the Browns the other day. I would have went to Buffalo this Sunday for sure.
So looking at that matchup, Akib has been pretty spot on with majority of his predictions throughout the entirety of the year. In the first show, he predicted the Bucks. Would represent the NFC and the Chiefs. And the Chiefs would represent the AFC. How do you feel about that prediction now? Andre, do you think that the Bills, obviously they have a chance. What are your predictions?
I definitely do. Is Mahomes going to play? I don't know. They said he had a concussion. They said he hurt his neck. Now, you when it comes to injuries, on Tuesday, it's a different injury than when it comes down to about Thursday or Friday. So
definitely,
it'll be interesting to see if whatever they said he has and he plays. Because if it's a concussion, it's concussion protocol. You got to go through five things to even play. If it's just a neck injury, I think he's going to play regardless. If he's got two broke legs, he's playing. And but they still got a game plan for Chad Henne. Wow. What do you guys think of the call that they made at the end of the game on Sunday? Man.
Vintage Andy Reid. Hey,
there you go.
That's what makes him dangerous, man. It's Andy could do it with just about anybody, in my opinion, man. You give him any quarterback.
Yeah.
Any quarterback can get in that Chiefs system right now and be successful. You know what I'm saying? If you put somebody like Patrick Mahomes there, now they're gonna be 15-1 and 23-0 or whatever, and they 23-1 in their last whatever many games. It's gonna be something special if it's a guy like Patrick Mahomes. But
yeah,
that's just a special group, man. A special group. I don't know. I'm nervous for Bills Mafia, Andre. I'm nervous, baby.
I'm not. You know what? They've gotten this far. Being nervous now, dude. It's just you know, they have been on this little lake. They've been on Lake Erie on this boat all year, so they can't just get off the boat. They can't get off the boat now. Stay on the boat. If it goes down, it goes down. But hey, go down paddling. You know,
gotta go down paddling, baby. So they built to get a Chiefs, man. They one of the teams who, if you took like two or three teams who built to get a Chiefs some work, the Bills is definitely one of those teams, man. So
yeah,
just the makeup of that team.
If you look at the first game, you know, this year that they played the Chiefs in Buffalo, one thing they didn't really give the Chiefs respect for was the running game, and they ran the ball well. Right. And they're running the ball well more. You know, they're running the ball better than they have in the last half of the season. I mean, the first part of the season. They've relied on that because the Chiefs really haven't been the same team that they were the first 7-8 games of the year. They're still scoring points, I mean, of course. But they're not – it seemed like they took a little bit of a dip, like around week 11, 12, 13, 14. And when good teams – you know, good teams know how to turn it back up in playoffs – and that's what they're doing. So they got to really be conscious of that running game, because especially if Mahomes doesn't play, they're gonna hand that ball off. Yeah.
So Mahomes also had an issue, I believe it was with his left foot. So one way or another, one way or another, he will be hampered. Not sure if it'll be enough for them to actually lose the game. Real quick, I'm going to go through some propositions, some betting lines with you guys. Andre, go first, and then Akib, if you could follow up. So it's Bills plus 3 with an over-under of 53.5.
I take the points, for sure.
What about the over-under, 53.5?
Again, we don't know who's playing, bro.
Mahomes, for the sake of argument, let's say it's Mahomes.
Okay, I'm taking the over then. I'll take the over on 53 if Mahomes is playing.
Akib?
I'm going to take the over as well. I like it to be 30-something, high 20s to mid-30s.
Yep.
That'd check the over. And then I'm going to ride with my homeboy, man. Just lay the champ. It's nothing saying that, you know, the Bills Mafia can't come out and do it, but you know
it's gonna be a task.
It was my pick week one of the show. You know what I'm saying? We talking about way in September. I gotta stand on my pick, Andre. You know how that go. I gotta stand on that, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Hey man, I'm on your show, man. So I'm good.
All right, so
I'm on your show, man.
All right, so let's go to one of the two prop bets I'm going to bring up here. Tyreek Hill, who could potentially see shadow coverage from Trey White. 85.5 receiving yards over under. Again, this was the assumption that Patrick Mahomes is going to be quarterback. Akib, since you have the defensive mindset, give me maybe the game plan for Tyreek Hill if you're a Trey White or if you're just the coaching staff in Buffalo. And then give me your prediction on that 85.5 over under receiving yards. And Andre, if you could reply.
All right. Well, just Pat Mahomes, he playing. Let's just get that clear. He playing. We don't got to worry about that. He will be there starting, toe in full effect, concussion, all good, everything. But I think last game, I don't know if Trey followed him last game. I'm going to have to go back and check myself. But I don't think Trey followed him last game. I think he just had a regular, you know, left corner or right corner, left corner game like he usually do. But I'm going to go over, man. Tyreek, he crucial to the game plan. If they're going to win a game, Tyreek got a ball. So that's two or more big plays. I'm going to go over.
You know, you're right. I'm loyal to my boys for sure. I think they played great in the secondary this year. obviously Trey White is the top five, top six cover corner, but he doesn't, that's not Leslie Frazier's scheme, is to follow just one guy. I'd be surprised if he does follow him all the way, all around during the game, regardless if Mahomes plays or not. So, and he, you know, he can get 60 yards in one play. So it's
right.
It's hard to say the under on 85. I'm going to go with the over. And again, this is not nothing against, you know, the DBs, the boys on the Bills. But I would, with Tyreek, you got to take the over all the time.
Right. And then in zone coverage, you could fall into 80, right? Right, Andre, against the zone coverage, right?
You can fall into 130 that way.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody do nothing wrong. You know, you just got in the open spot and just caught the same ball three times.
Seven, eight yards at a clip, and then one of them you're going to miss.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So it's going to be some zone coverage being played against them guys. That's what Kansas City do. They dictate the coverage. They make you play zone. And then that allowed Patrick Mahomes to do what he do and slice up the zone.
And that's why Travis Kelce had a great year.
Exactly.
Them dudes are running verticals and doing all this stuff. And Travis Kelce is just like this.
Right. He dictating it anywhere. He run to a spot.
Then you run to a spot. And he's pretty good. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the over with that, because Tyreek can get you 60 really quick. And they're going to play a lot of zone coverage on him. They ain't gonna go one-on-one.
So if we've seen one thing from the Kansas City Chiefs this year is that their secondary has really been great at stopping any comeback attempts. This probably the strength of their defense is in the secondary. But as we know with the Bills, their strength is Josh Allen and passing the ball. Their running game has not been at the level of their passing game. So let me introduce another proposition bet for you guys. Josh Allen, 300 passing yards over under. Andre, if you could take this one to the keep, if you could back it up.
You know, Josh has had such a great year. You know, he had more 300-yard games. He had four touchdown games. His passing percentage is up. You know, it's the biggest jump a quarterback has had in a long time from one year to the next. I don't know what the weather report is going up in Kansas. Kansas City's kind of – you played up there. It's crazy weather at this time of year. You don't know. It's ice storms and can happen and – it's like Buffalo, really, almost.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be under 300 because he's going to be – I think Kansas City plays – they play the field and they play the defense well. Mathau is a smart safety. He's all over the place. I don't know if Breland is playing. Did he have a concussion too?
Mm-hmm.
So he might be – yeah.
He'll be there, Andre.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
it's the AFC chip, baby. They
there you go. You might
you
not
know they're gonna be there.
It might not happen again, but I think yes, it's gonna be. They're more of a field possession kind of defense back there. They don't follow guys, and they use the down and distance, and they use that to their advantage and just tackle you at 6 yards so you don't get seven. That's what they do. So I think he's going to be under 300. I give him 250 at the most. Defending, again, Diggs is more of a zone kind of receiver. He doesn't really – I mean, a lot of his catches have been in zone. He's been one-on-one, but it hasn't been press a lot. So he tries to find more holes in defenses. So under 300, I'm going to go with Josh on under 300. 250 at the most.
Yeah, I think the game, the flow of the game, how the game going to go, I think he's going to go over the 300 because I honestly think Pat Mahomes is going to have something to prove, a little chip on his shoulder. He's going to come out throwing the ball around. Chiefs going to get up early, and that's going to make the Bills have to throw the ball around. And, you know, they're going to close that gap a little bit, and that's what's going to make the game the AFC chip. That's how we're going to get to them mid-30s, high 20s. I think it's going to be a lot of throwing the football around. So, man, I almost like both quarterbacks to go over. I almost like both quarterbacks to go over the 300, man. So, I'm going to go over for Josh Allen.
Support for Call to the Booth is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. And big news from Manscaped, they just released their new cologne scent to help you feel good and smell good all over at all times.
Now, who knew smelling good could actually feel this good? And Manscaped is trusted by over 2 million men worldwide. So don't get lost in the shuffle. Don't have bad below the waist hygiene. Join the movement, Manscaped.
And that 2 million people that approve it, the men, I'm sure the women approve it as well too. It comes into a nice, great package. We've talked about on Manscaped before on the show with the Perfect Package 3.0. It comes with the trimmer, comes with the ball wipes. I mean, it has literally everything you need. And then you just throw on some cologne and you really have everything that you need in order to, how would you say this, Akeem? Be in playoff mode?
Ready? Just to be ready for the game. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what's going to happen in the game, but you want to be ready for that game, right? You know what I'm saying? You don't want the female to not feel your vibe because of your smell. You know what I'm saying? So we could check that box with Manscaped. And I'm not really a cologne type of wearer, right? So I got my pack from Manscaped. You know what I'm saying? I bust it open. I laugh at the ball wipes. I spray the cologne just to check it out. I'm like, oh, it smells cool. About like 45 minutes, you know what I'm saying? Wifey came in and, you know, I'm like, what's up, baby? She's like, what's that? Where you been? And I'm like, what, baby, what? And she like, man, the cologne, I said, what you got on cologne? I said, smell good. She said, yeah, smell good. So look, she think I was going, about to go do something or coming from somewhere. That's the vibe the smell gave her, you know what I'm saying? So y'all better get on board with it, man. It's the truth.
These personal stories are the best. You know what to do. Go to get your 20% off with free shipping with the code NOFLYZONE at manscaped.com. One more time again. That's 20% off with free shipping with the code NOFLYZONE at manscaped.com. Look good, smell good, feel good with Manscaped. Okay, so we've talked about the big guys, Stephon Diggs, Josh Allen, Mahomes, Tyreek Hill. Andre, obviously you know the Bills well. Give me an X factor for the game on either side, whether it's a unit, a player, something else that something that's not as high profile as one of the guys that we mentioned before. Give me your X factor for the game for either side.
That's a great question, because this kind of game, you're going to look at skill positions mostly of guys making plays. But on my side, I think it's the Bills' defensive line. And the line, but it's really the front seven. If you saw, you know, the game last week against Baltimore, there's no better running quarterback in the league than Lamar Jackson. And I think they did a pretty good job on him of keeping him not going 60 yards or 50 yards for touchdowns. Will they have to do that with Mahomes? Mahomes is not that kind of quarterback. So pressure on him, and these linebackers got to get in lanes of between probably 7 to 10 yards to take that away, because you know they're going to throw it down the field. So I think it's mostly their front four and their linebackers. So their front seven has to play well to put a little pressure on, you know, Mahomes when he's back there. And then when he does scramble, you got to come up and make the tackle. So and secondary got to stay at home, because he does throw a lot on the run to those guys down the field as soon as he starts to run. So I'm taking the front seven who don't get a lot of accolades. So that's what I'm thinking. I'm taking the front seven for the Bills to be the X factor.
What you got to keep?
Look, and I ain't just saying this because you took the Bills front seven. I was going to go Chiefs O-line just because Mahomes going to be back. You know what I'm saying? Just got shook up. I think he need to feel comfortable. If the Bills on his ass, then, you know, the game could go another way. But I think if he feel comfortable back there, if they running the ball good and play action working, and, you know, if it's one of those regular Chief days, I think that's going to get them to their mid-30s. So I'm going to go Chiefs O-line, because they got to make him feel comfortable, man. I done came off a game, had a concussion, and I came off the next game next week. I got 6 days to get right or whatever, and, you know, I just wanted to feel comfortable. I wanted to know that I was all right. Yeah. I'm regular myself out here. I ain't want to, you know, get hit hard early or have to tackle a big guy early. I ain't want to do that. That was on my mind. Like, so, yeah, I'm like, oh, I hope no run plays don't come my way like that early. let me, you know what I'm saying? Let me ease my way into the game. That's how I felt about it. So Patty Mahomes, he gonna have to feel comfortable, man. And I think it's on that O-line to make me feel comfortable.
That's funny, man. You're like, hey, can you just slide it? Hey, can you just slide him?
Hey, look. Call them cover threes and them cover fours where I'm late, man. You know what I'm saying? Where I'm the last man to tackle. Yeah.
Hey, get up there. You the force man. Get up there. Come on.
Yeah. Get up there. See, I want to stay away from that. I want to stay away from that force. Yeah.
Yeah. That should be interesting, man, to see that since you picked the offensive line. Because if it is that with him, you know, they're gonna try to protect him even more for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
And then that's really the opposite side of it, is him putting pressure and the linebackers staying in their lanes, man, and not letting them just throw those little eight, because that's where Kelce works.
Yeah,
Kelce
exactly.
works in there.
That's exactly. It's works. Like you gotta pick your poison with him. You want to play zone. You're going to just catch and tackle. You're going to stand on, okay, we're just going to tackle him all day and keep everything short for him. Or if we want to play man, and we're going to hit Mahomes and speed up his clock. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to keep hitting him. We're going to keep him uncomfortable. So it's a game you got to play. It's only a few ways you can play football, right? So, I mean, they got to have to pick and see which one they're going to do
pick and choose.
This weekend.
Yes. It should be a great game. That's what the AFC Championship's all about.
That's what it's all about, baby.
That's what it's all about, man.
It's set up to be a great game, baby.
Yes, sir.
Before we get to that wide receiver draft, Andre, real quick, let me get your pick on the NFC Championship game. It's Bucks getting 3.5 at the Packers.
Man, I don't want to bet against you know who.
We don't. They both goats.
I can't
don't
bet
know
against
what you're talking about.
You got the jersey right behind you. I can't bet against them. You can't bet against Brady. Brady is he might be the only athlete that's laughing all the time. Because everybody's always they don't like him, and he loves that. He puts that in his pocket and brings it out on Sundays.
Right.
And he wins games. And especially Buffalo, you know, they just did him wrong for 20 years. But he just wins games. And I don't know, man. This is going to be a tough one. I don't know what the weather's always a factor when it comes to Buffalo and Green Bay.
Definitely.
Aaron Rodgers, great bad weather quarterback. They got Devontae Adams. I don't know if any of them Buccaneer DBs can handle that dude, especially if he's moving around and doing that stuff. Oh, man, I don't even know what the over and under on this one is.
the over under on this one is 50.5.
50.5?
Yep.
I'm taking the home team just because they home. I'm taking Green Bay. If they give Green Bay, would they get them three? Or give what they give them Bucks three? 3.5. I would take Green Bay with the points. That's a sure bet the way they've been playing all year. And Aaron Rodgers is probably the MVP this year.
I'm surprised you didn't say Josh Allen wasn't the MVP.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm going to say that. I mean, but they're not going to give it to him. He's going to be – it's him, Mahomes, Josh. And it might be Josh second. I'd like to see the order of it. I just think Aaron Rodgers will win it, and either Mahomes or Josh Allen will be second or third.
In one co-host's opinion, Josh Allen is the MVP because he is also the running game for his team, but we don't
That's
have
true.
Enough time. We don't have
I'm,
enough time.
I'm going
to,
by what go the media is going to say. Now, me,
okay.
I think right?
We
team,
go.
We know about it. We know what the media does. They
yeah,
say stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah, we know the
they,
media.
They make. They got to make certain decisions. So you know.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
OG or YG, man, you got to give it to the OG, baby. Come on now. You got to give it to
so,
him.
So I mean, Bills fans know. I think Josh Allen is the MVP. But I'm going by what they're going to do.
They're going to give it to A-Rod, and he deserves it, man. He deserves
yes.
it.
Yes. It's not like we're giving it to anybody else or, you know, the dude down here at the high school. I mean, just Aaron Rodgers, man. Come on. So
you guys been watching a number of games. You obviously played the game at both a Hall of Fame level. So earlier this year, I decided to ask you guys, who do you think were the best performing wide receivers? This is going to get to our wide receiver draft. Maybe we'll play a clip in the actual final production of it, but let me remind you guys who you picked. Aqib's team was DK Metcalf, Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill, Mike Evans, and AJ Brown. Yeah. Andre, back that up. Andre had a little issue with some of his picks. Julio Jones, who didn't play a lot of games that year. Stephon Diggs was a great pick for your second pick. DeAndre Hopkins played well. Then you had Michael Thomas, who missed a number of games. And Amari Cooper, who had some good signs, even though Andy Dalton was at the quarterback position.
All right, Steve, you won that one.
So I'll just give you the stats. Andre's guys finished with 233 receptions, 2,921 yards, and 12 touchdowns. Akeem's guys finished.
Tyreek might have had that himself.
No, Devontae did.
Akeem's guys finished with 286 receptions, 3,977 yards, and 43 touchdowns.
Ooh, it was cooking.
Julio and Michael Thomas hurt me, bro.
Yeah, they did. Injuries, though. We can't account for them injuries, man.
They hurt me, man. That could have potentially been 150 catches right there.
Right.
More than
2,000 yards.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But that group he had a phenomenal year. I mean, Devontae had 18 touchdowns.
Himself.
Yeah. That was a great group. Mike Evans played well. All those guys played well. DK.
AJ Brown,
yeah. Beast. And Tyreek. People don't realize some people don't realize they both went to college together at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
So
Akeem, I believe Andre is a man of his words. If you would so please, Akeem, remind Andre what our agreement was once finding out what the final results are. Do you remember, Akeem?
I think it was like 500 push-ups, something like that.
Man, it wasn't that.
It was like a 500, a bang out, a nice and neat quick bang out, 500, you know. It's nothing major, though, you know.
Man, you crazy, bro. I couldn't even bang out 20 right now.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I believe it was 50 push-ups. So... I don't know where your camera is positioned, Andre. I don't know how hyped you are about that Bills win from last week. You got that Bills Mafia running through the system.
We're gonna take your word for it. You know what I'm saying? Next time you're in the gym, just remember our 50. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna take your word for it.
I got you.
We'll take it like that.
I'll do more than 50 for you next time for sure.
Okay.
Got you.
Indeed. Akeem, any last words? Or Andre, any last words? I think this is going to be the end of the episode. So anything else that you guys want to talk about before we get them ready for the games?
Yeah, man. I just, you know, appreciate, you know, talking to Akeem, man. He's an upstanding dude. He was a great player. He knows his stuff. And it's a pleasure to be on here talking with him because it's actually like we're in the living room or a locker room. So
right.
That's the best. Those are the best podcasts you can have is when you talk like you're just in a locker room or on your couch.
That's the vibe. But Andre, man, we appreciate it, man. We always enjoy your presence, man. At Hall of Fame, I'm trying to let that shit rub off on me. You feel me? So I'm going to start texting you and all that. Look, I'm going to start texting you. You know what I'm saying? I need that shit to rub off on me, baby. But, man, we appreciate it, man. We know you room for that Bills Mafia this weekend, man. Good luck to y'all boys. And hope y'all do it.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, Andre, don't break any tables now.
No, man, I ain't doing that no more.